Are you ready for Metallica tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz?
Yes.
Well, okay. No, you're not.
Oh.
You haven't heard all the stories yet.
Oh, good point. Jump the gun a little bit.
Here's the first No Sweat News episode. They'll all be at WRET.com's podcast page if you miss any this week. So let's get off to a smashing start with Buffalo Bills cornerback Vontae Davis.
Okay.
How bad are the Buffalo Bills?
0-2.
They are so bad that Vontae Davis, their cornerback, retired at halftime.
That's amazing.
I've never heard of anything like this before in my life.
Nope. I don't think anything's ever happened like this before.
Buffalo Bills were down by 22 at halftime. They were losing to the LA Chargers 28-6. And that's when Vontae Davis decided to hang it all up.
You know what, guys? You're going to have to finish the second half without me. Wait, you're not going back in the game? I'm not going back ever.
Ever, right.
I'm done.
He suddenly realized, you know what? I shouldn't be out there anymore. It was a risk thing. He saw what the reward might be, and he said,
Don't you want to maybe just for your teammates get out there in the second half?
There wasn't even an announcement from the team. Vontae just left. Linebacker Lorenzo Alexander said, and I quote, "It's just completely disrespectful to the teammates. He didn't say nothing to nobody."
Does anyone see Vontae? I thought I saw his car pulling out of the parking lot. He's somewhere in Rochester by now.
Saw him in the showers.
What the hell?
He said, bailing on
your team a little.
He said, "This is not how I pictured retiring, no. but today on the field, it hit me fast and hard. I shouldn't be out here anymore. No disrespect for my teammates and coaches, but I'm out."
The guy who should have retired during the game is Giants offensive lineman Eric Flowers.
Yeah, right?
That son of a you-know-what.
Retire at halftime.
I mean, seriously.
Now, Dateline England for story number two. Apparently, watching the porno grippy while driving is against the law.
What? That's against the law?
Doncaster, England police pulled over a guy for driving erratically.
Well,
when they approached him, they found out why. He had taped his cell phone propped up against his speedometer, and he was watching pornography while he was driving. They issued him an erratic driving ticket.
That's a real dirtbag maneuver. The whole, even with the tape and the the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm also not going to throw any,
people in glass houses.
Yeah, the rocks and the glass house and whatnot.
Why we move along to story number three.
Thank you.
Dateline Massachusetts, where Heather Murphy had a court appearance last Wednesday. She had to go to court for driving with a suspended license. Oh. And her boyfriend, Jason, was going to go to court with her, you know, moral support. And they wanted to look good for court.
Okay.
So what did they do? The day before, last Tuesday, they went to Walmart and shoplifted some nice court clothes.
No.
Guess who got busted for shoplifting? He's got another court date they got to go to.
I'll say the Murphy girl.
And still, they're out of nice clothes to go to court to because they got busted and Walmart said, no, that's our stuff.
They're going to have to shoplift from Target next to go to the Walmart trial.
You got
to
prep for court somehow, right? That's today's No Sweat News. Now you're a little bit more ready to win those Metallica tickets on Friday morning's quiz. We'll see you tomorrow for three more bizarre stories of the day. And then you win the Metallica tickets for the big show in Philly.